engaging in a sympathetic joy practice. At the winter solstice, with the darkness and being on the cusp of growing light, we're simultaneously aware of both the dark and the light. And they can be analogous to the sorrow and the joy. And here's a piece from Cahil Gibran, from the Prophet. It's in a very archaic language, so see if you can just let yourself fall into it. Then a woman said, "Speak to us of joy and sorrow." And he answered, "Your joy is your sorrow unmasked, and the self-same well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. And how else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that holds your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. Some of you say, joy is greater than sorrow, and others say, nay, nor sorrow is the greater. But I say unto you, they are inseparable. Together they come, and when one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. Verily, you are suspended like scales between your sorrow and your joy. Only when you are empty are you at standstill and balanced. When the treasure keeper lifts you to weigh his gold and his silver, needs must your joy or your sorrow rise or fall. All part of the same." And in times past, we've done compassion practices for those who have been of concern for us and for ourselves as well. And this time, we'll do something kind of opposite, which will be celebrating the successes, the joys of others and of ourselves. And we're going to engage this practice a little differently than usual. And so we'll hold in mind a benefactor. So just feel that your body is sitting and that you're being breathed. Take care to be embodied throughout the practice. And imagine a benefactor, someone who's been kind to you. And in particular, someone who may be happy for you. Someone who is happy for you, or you imagine that they could be. So it may not have actually happened. You just imagine that this being could be happy for me. See if you can choose someone where it feels kind of simple, uncomplicated. So this is where a pet is very helpful. Your dog, your cat, your goldfish. Let the signal of a smile guide you. So holding in mind this benefactor, whomever it may be, and how he or she, it, wishes you well. And you, in turn, are appreciating that. The benefactor is joyful. On your behalf. Holding in mind the benefactor, may you continue to be joyful. I'm happy that you're happy for me. May your joy and happiness increase. So just as we do with loving kindness practice, we hold in mind a being and we repeat these phrases as objects of meditation. May you continue to be joyful. I'm happy that you're happy for me. May your joy and happiness increase. Feeling the body sitting and breathing. And it may even help to feel the breath through the heart area. And a little soothing touch may also be helpful, especially feeling the hand through the sternum, the chest. Breathing into that. Holding in mind this benefactor. May your joy increase. I'm happy that you're happy for me. May your joy and happiness increase. Trying on these phrases and ones of your choosing. And then pausing with that, feeling that you're here, that you're sitting, that you're being breathed. Perhaps feeling the breath through the heart area. And as best you can, being friendly towards whatever your experiences are. So we practice joy, sorrow may show. It's okay. All one. Can we hold it with some kindness, or at least the intention to be kind? If at any point the practice feels overwhelming, then just allow yourself to sit and breathe, maybe open the eyes, the ears. Create a spacious awareness. Ground yourself. And return to the phrases whenever you feel ready, or not at all. And now bringing forth to mind someone you know, again, it can be a pet or a little person, that you're happy for, that you have some joy for. They've had perhaps some success. Or there's simply a contentment for this being. again, there may be a wee bit of a smile that comes to your face, turning up the corners of the eyes and the lips. Holding in mind this dear one, may you be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing. And then pausing with that briefly and just allowing in any other beings that you have some happiness for. One by one, just letting them in and offering the phrases to each one. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Just gathering in more and more beings with these phrases. Or focus on just a few, whatever suits. All the while being careful to feel body sitting and breathing. Breathe into the phrases. You might even draw in neutral people, people you barely know, maybe people you've seen here today. And then pausing with that in a few moments, finishing up a phrase. Feeling breath and body. And being aware of what's happening in the heart area. Maybe some soothing touch needed. And let's bring ourselves into all of this once again. So we have that benefactor who was wishing us well and we were happy that they were happy. and we have all these dear ones we've been contemplating. Bringing ourselves now into this picture along with everyone here today. Having a sense of this community, a community that has brought many of you here today. And with that sense of ourselves and one another, as well as all these other beings we've been wishing well for, may we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. May our happiness increase. May our happiness increase. May our good fortune and the causes for our joy and happiness increase. May we all be joyful. May our happiness increase. May our good fortune and the causes for our joy and happiness increase. And resting, letting the phrases be, being with ourselves just as we are. Endeavoring to be kind to ourselves, whatever our experiences are, or at least intending to be kind. Soothing touch helps with this. Feeling the breath, feeling the body.